He's in a position that he has to kind of almost apologize. But he refused to do that this afternoon. He was on with Bill Hemmer. And I thought he, you know, trotted out his file folder full of questions and follow-up questions and this and that. He says, you know, I spent a lot of time, me and my assistant, you know, a lot of man hours, you know, putting this thing together. And then all of a sudden, you know, it's like baking a cake and the president stepped in it, stepped in the cake. And for the life of me, just say it. You lost control. You weren't good enough. Anyway, stay where you are. More to do as we continue. It is Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
A touch after 4:30 right now as we check out the traffic cams and crews are cleaning up that crash there on the Beltway from earlier, 215 South at Warm Springs on the right side. We're also getting some heavy volumes there on the 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange. 515 west at Pecos. You were really slow a few minutes ago through there. We're also getting some issues there. Interstate 15 southbound at Sunset. You're going to be tapping the brakes as you work through there. And lane restrictions continue in the northwest. That's 95 north just as you get past Ann Road. And road work on Jones, that's between Upland and Smoke Ranch.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Raiders quarterback Derek Carr has apologized for him and a number of other players appearing maskless at an indoor charity event on Monday night. If you believe what Carr had to say, it sounds like the masks were not off very long, but the photos did get taken at just the wrong time. This comes after John Gruden had previously been fined $100,000 by the NFL for not wearing his mask properly during a game. The Raiders have activated quarterback Marcus Mariota to practice off of IR. His 21-day window to be placed on the active roster or season-ending IR has opened. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring, because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's, it's good out here.
What do you want a da-da-da?
What do you want a da-da-da?
I have not a da with a da-da-da.
We could switch to Progressa da-da.
Oh, yeah?
We could switch to Progressa and sa.
Mm-hmm.
We could sa enough to buy some za.
Oh, yeah. Let's switch to Progressa da-da and get some za with the money we saw.
Yeah.
Now we know we're gonna da-da-da.
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. It might just be the most normal thing you da-da-da.
Quote to da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
A message to my Medicare-eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period, October 15th through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020, or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Congratulations to Sheridan from Las Vegas. She's a winner. A pair of tickets to Real Bodies at Bally's. That's one I've wanted to go to. And I haven't gotten around to going there. You're also in to win a $100 Nordstrom gift card. Yeah, and that'll be given away on Monday. So Sheridan, be listening on Monday, and we'll let you know if you won the gift card. Oh, I love that. Anyway, great to have you with us. It is live and local for a Thursday. And want to remind you that we're going to be back at Rhythm Kitchen next Wednesday, October 7th, the vice presidential debate. This may be a little bit tamer. You might be able to hear all of the questions and all of the answers. Don't know. But there will still be a lot of hooting and hollering going on at Rhythm Kitchen. Don't forget, the doors open at 5 and the debate begins at 6. You're going to need a ticket, okay? And you can buy tickets. All you got to do is just go to Kevin Wall Radio. That's my website. And just click on the poster for the, make sure you do it for the vice presidential debate, and you'll be in the house. And so Sheridan, you make sure you're there. Everybody else, make sure you're there. Have some fun. Giggle with us. Trump won't be there. But I'm going to tell you, I think this debate's going to be maybe more fiery than the last. It'll be a different style, because both these folks are politicians, whereas in the case of Donald J. Trump, he's Trump. Anyway, I promised I would let you hear Chris Wallace in his own words. And this was just bizarre. This was early this afternoon. Chris Wallace was on with Bill Hemmer. And let's go to cut six. The first debate, in the view of Chris Wallace, was not good for America. Listen to this.
Here was my debate book, and literally hundreds of man hours and woman hours between me and my researcher went in to try to prepare a serious, substantive debate. And on so many issues, Biden's tax and spending plans, Trump's climate and environmental policies, you know, I was really hoping for the debate that I think America wanted to see, which was a serious exchange of views. And you know, I felt like I had gotten together all of the ingredients. I had baked this beautiful, delicious cake. And then, frankly, the president put his foot in it. And that was frustrating for me, because I tried hard to prepare for a serious debate. Much more frustrating and more importantly for the American people, because they didn't get the debate they wanted and that they deserved. And I think that's a loss for the country,
okay,
because they didn't get to hear these two guys nearly as much as I think they should have.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but I've just got a few more here.
Well, there you go. You see, it's another interruption.
Count it. That's number one for Hemmer. I've been watching the fallout, and it has been hot. And a lot of that criticism has been directed toward you, whether it's the campaigns or the media or the voters. How do you respond to them 2 days later?
Well, you know, I've gotten a lot of praise, and I also have gotten a lot of criticism. And, you know, I guess my answer is hindsight's 20/20. If I had known that the debate was going to keep going this way, I guess I thought originally, as I say, first, that the president was going to engage in a debate with Biden and let Biden answer so they could go back and forth. That was a misapprehension. Then I thought maybe the president's going to do this in the first segment, try to rattle Biden. When that didn't work, I thought, and I think he would have been well advised to pull back and let Biden talk more, because Biden's answers weren't always great. In fact, sometimes I think if the president had stepped back and let Biden give his answers, he could have been more effective in picking them apart. And it was only, 45 minutes in that I realized what a just a total mess and disservice this was to the country and to try to stop it. Do I wish I had stepped in earlier? Yes. But as I say, hindsight is 20/20.
Yeah, you know, the president said at one point it's 2-on-1. He felt like he was debating you and Joe Biden. Others have suggested that Joe Biden didn't answer a lot of the questions that are in that notebook right there about the filibuster and the Supreme Court. Have you gone back to look at Tuesday night?
He answered the question, but as I say, I think the president made a mistake because so often he would butt in and prevent Joe Biden from answering or not answering. I think he would have been well advised, and not that he needs my advice in the next two debates, let Biden answer. Then you can pick it up.
I don't disagree with that. I compared the analogy I drew was, you know, Joe Biden was about to dive off a diving board into the pool, and the president pulled him back and kept him on dry land.
Well, that is one way of looking at it. I'm going to be honest with you. I think this president is smart enough. This president is smart enough to learn from the first debate. And my guess is he will pull back on the throttle. Look a little more presidential, maybe. I don't know. We'll find out. Tell you what, let's do. Let's see if we can squeeze in a couple of calls before we go to break. Let's go to Bob and Anderson. Bob, you're up and you're on. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I watched the debate. I didn't really enjoy it, but it sure seemed like the whole thing was designed to challenge Donald Trump. It wasn't designed for the public to get the information they're looking for Chris Waller to indicate that, that was his goal. He's just full of it.
Yeah. Well, see, here's what flapping this folder around on Fox News this afternoon to me was, so what? So what that you spend hundreds of man hours and woman hours? I don't really care about that. If you had asked better questions, or you'd followed up better, or you'd controlled the evening better, the American people might have gotten more from it. But you waited 45 minutes to do anything. Did you think Chris Wallace did a good job, bad job? If you were going to give him a letter grade, A or F?
I thought it was a bad job. For one, I mean, they asked Trump about his tax form, but they said he didn't ask any questions about Biden's son making a fortune while he was in control of his position.
Which is why the president has to bring that stuff up. Because the fake news media, they're not going to do anything about it. Hey, Bob, I got to run. I got to hit a break. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. More to come. In fact, we'll get to more of your calls coming up in just a bit. The phone number, by the way, it's the brand new call-in number, at least the temporary one, 702-798-0375. Are you mindful of the crocodile tears, you know, from Chris Wallace? I'm going to be honest with you. I am totally unmoved by it. Totally unmoved by it. Chris Wallace just had an off day. He's used to being able to control things on Fox News Sunday. Couldn't do it Tuesday night. Anyway, we'll get to more of your calls coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us. It is Thursday, the Thursday after the Tuesday, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7 with live music. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children, for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye-bye-bye. I promise never to take more money than you. I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Freedom to roam while staying safe in your home away from home. An RV from Johnny Walker RV. Your safety is their number one priority. Enjoy peace of mind while shopping at any of their three giant locations on Boulder Highway. Travel RV style. No planes, no ships, or overpriced trips. Enjoy the great outdoors for as low as $119 per month. Johnny Walker RV. 57 years of service. Staying Vegas strong with you. Visit today or start online at jwrv.com. Keep America camping.
If your retirement plan is on set it and forget it, it's time you take control. Tune in to Financial Safari with America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. For more than 25 years, Coach Pete has been helping people just like you plan for retirement. Join Coach Pete every week as he discusses topics like why your retirement plan should also be an income plan and how to make sure you're getting the most out of your 401k. Financial Safari with Coach Pete, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 5 p.m., and Tuesdays at 6 p.m., all right here on 670 AM KMZQ.
No one can predict a major disaster. History and statistical analysis can help identify a potential threat, but it's no guarantee. When a disaster strikes, will you be ready? All demographics and income levels have experienced the challenges of rebuilding their lives after a disaster or incident. Emergency management officials urge Nevadans to plan ahead with these tips. Gather critical financial, insurance, and medical records. Start an emergency savings plan. Obtain proper insurance and keep small bills in your safety kit. Whether a natural or human cause disaster, we all play a role in keeping Nevada safe. If you see something, say something. Report suspicious activity to local law enforcement. For more info, contact your local emergency manager's office or go to den.nv.gov and click on Plan Ahead Nevada.
Sponsored by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, Nevada Department of Public Safety, Division of Emergency Management, your local emergency manager's office. Aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you want more evidence that Fox News is, I can only say like abdicating its responsibility as it begins to tilt a little more to the left, Kayleigh McEnany got into a dust-up with John Roberts. He's the senior White House correspondent for Fox News Channel. And not a bad guy. Not a bad guy. I've met him a couple of times. But he got into a dust-up talking about the white supremacists. I think the president missed an opportunity to essentially clear the air on this white supremacy thing. And he could have just shut it down in its tracks. But he didn't do it on Tuesday night. He had a great opportunity. He had a perfect forum for it. But this was Kayleigh McEnany. This is Cut 2, by the way. And the dust-up with John Roberts on white supremacy. Here it is.
I'd like to ask you for a definitive and declarative statement without ambiguity or deflection. As the person who speaks for the president, does the president denounce white supremacism and groups that espouse it in all their forms?
This has been answered yesterday by the president himself, the day before by the president himself on the debate stage. The president was asked this. He said, sure, three times. Yesterday, he was point blank asked, do you denounce white supremacy? And he said, I've always denounced any form of that. I can go back and read for you in August 2019, in one voice, our nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy. In August of 2017, racism is evil, and those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups. I have an entire list of these quotes that I can go through with you. He has condemned white supremacy more than any president in modern history.
Just to clear it up this morning, can you, naming it, make a declarative statement that you denounce, that the president denounces it?
I just did. The president has denounced this repeatedly. The president was asked this. You're contriving a storyline and a narrative.
I'm asking you to put this to rest.
I just did. I read you all of the quotes. And if you need to see them in writing, I will put them in an email. Hold on.
So, Haley, can you right now denounce white supremacy and the groups that espouse?
I just did. The president has denounced white supremacy, the KKK, and hate groups in all forms. He signed a resolution to that effect. The president just last week, perhaps you all weren't covering it, but just last week expressed his desire to see the KKK prosecuted as domestic terrorists. This president had advocated for the death penalty for a white supremacist, the first federal execution in 17 years. His record on this is unmistakable, and it's shameful that the media refuses to cover it.
That to me explains it. Why won't John Roberts take quotes from the president over the years denouncing white supremacy? I mean, that seems like a fairly simple deal. Now if the president wanted to, on Tuesday night he could have done that, because if you ever look at the entire quote, not just the quote, Biden was using and that Chris Wallace was using, there are good people on both sides. They don't read out the entire quote. I mean, it's incredible to me that they don't do that. It just defies logic. Anyway, coming up top of the hour, Heidi Harris. Normally, you hear her from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., and in fact, you'll hear me with her tomorrow at 8:35. We'll be teaming up for a few minutes and having some fun. Don't forget, if you don't already have your tickets to the vice presidential debate watch party, make sure you get them now. Don't wait. We had to turn people away the other day. I want to make sure, even with the increased capacity, that there's room for you at Rhythm Kitchen. And we had so much fun. I cannot tell you. We had so much fun. All you got to do is go to my website, KevinWallRadio.com. KevinWallRadio.com. And order your tickets. And it's going to be so much fun. Michael McDonald will join us. And a cast of thousands. Star-studded cast, in fact. Make sure you get your tickets. And do it. Do it. Do it now. Don't wait for the weekend. Don't wait, you know, for Tuesday morning, because we may be full up, and Eventbrite won't let us sell more tickets than we have capacity for. Okay, stick around. We got a lot to do. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on this Thursday edition on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
The jobs numbers keep getting better and better for President Trump. Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia joins me.
Heidi Harris, tomorrow morning from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scene. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
The 2021 Acura TLX will take your breath away.
Yes, the new TLX styling is aggressive.
Enough power to rival any adversary.
It has a standard iVTEC turbo engine.
And enough features to make you the hero.
Just tell them the truth. The all-new Acura TLX is the best sedan we've ever created. How's that sound? See it at your local Acura dealer. Acura. Less talk, more drive.
View our extensive inventory of Acuras at Findlay Acura in the Valley Auto Mall or online at findlayacura.com.
This is Heidi Harris for Vegas Painters. I have proudly talked about Vegas Painters for decades because they are professional. They have painted three houses for me. That's three houses, your most important investment Vegas Painters has done for me. Now, Vegas Painters has survived for decades here in the Vegas Valley because they adapt to changing conditions. And they're extending their 10% offer on any vacant interior or exterior project through the end of the year. Go to VegasPainters.com, VegasPainters.com, and you can find information about how to get an email estimate, or, of course, they can come out and do it in person, and they'll abide by all the social distancing rules. Vegas Painters background checks and e-verifies all their employees. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and, of course, they're licensed and insured. VegasPainters.com, VegasPainters.com. Call 947-3333. That's 702-947-3333, or go to VegasPainters.com. Vegas Painters, license number 53359.
Listen to Newsflash Daily for your up-to-date local news, brought to you by Mr. Law. Call Mr. Law now at 702-233-3334. Your authority for personal injury, divorce, and probate cases. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figuerella, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Real Water. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Order your Real Water today. And just for my listeners, that means you, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. I'm going to give you that one more time slowly. 1-855-REAL-WTR. This is an amazing story. Mark Cuban donating $50,000 to the LA County deputies wounded in that ambush attack in Compton. It was nothing short of amazing. Now, granted, $50,000 to Mark Cuban is like $25 for you and me. I mean, it's not a tough putt. But the deputies, let's see what they were. 31-year-old woman, 24-year-old man, shot in the face and head while sitting in their patrol car near Compton's metro station. And both underwent surgery. They've both been released from the hospital. They're going to be fine. They're going to make a full recovery. But their families are being given $50,000. And I think that is nothing short of sensational. The deputy shooting was captured on surveillance video, and when we come back a little bit later on, I'll let you hear Alex Villanueva on how they caught the perp. How did they actually do this? Yeah, I the story is bizarre. They had the guy in custody, okay, but they didn't know they had him on this attempted murder beef. And then all of a sudden, they started doing some police work, some law enforcement work. Joe Biden can't say the word law enforcement. No, I'm sorry. Can't do that. And so they had their man. I think that's great. More to come as we continue. Heidi Harris will join us. We'll find out what she thinks about the final 33 days of this presidential campaign and the upcoming debates. Will there be changes to the rules? We'll talk about that on AM 670 KMZQ. where news is next.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to